All right, hello. This was, wow, what a game we saw. It was Sunday, June the 26th, and it was a very close one between Vaughan, the home team, still undefeated, and FC London, the first time I've been able to see them this year. And I have the head coach, Ruben Kuntao, here, and we're going to just talk about, well, the first question we'll say is, how about tonight's game?
Tonight's game was a thriller, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, conceding a goal already like 5 minutes overtime. It's happened to us a few times this season, including against top teams like Simcoe and tonight against Vaughan. We knew it was going to be a very, very difficult game. I think in the first half, we did very well. We pretty much, after the first 10 minutes, had ball possession and did a lot of nice things, created a lot of chances too that we unfortunately didn't manage to put in the back of the net. And then in the second half, they came out strong. We stopped playing a little bit, the nerves and everything. And it's unfortunate to lose the way we did. But it's a young group. We gotta keep on.
Okay, because I wanted to ask about the player. So many players are different, and then some I've heard, and the management team ended up going to this new electric city in Peterborough, and so it's a turnaround. How have you joined London? Have you been here?
I joined through
the league.
Yeah, I know. I joined the club, the academy side, about 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
And then I've coached several teams within the club. So last winter I was offered this position that I took, and then just like you said, it's a lot of new faces. We don't really care about anybody else, the ones that were not with the club anymore. So we had a lot of rebuild to do.
Yes.
So our vision has changed a little bit finally, and we wanted to give the young players in London and within the academy an opportunity at the highest level in Ontario. So that's what we did. Obviously, it's a first season. It's a lot of learnings and a lot of naive mistakes here and there. But everybody's growing. So we're improving and developing from game to game. So it's pretty exciting about the future.
So I did want to ask about the reason for your struggles this year. You said there were a lot of games like tonight with like last minute goals, and you end up with nothing, and
we have a squad of 25 players.
Yes.
Only three of them have played League One before.
So
we have a lot of young players that came through our reserve program or U17. And then we have a lot of players from out of province, actually, from Saskatchewan, Regina, and all sorts of places that I never played League One, but that we scouted through U Sports, University Soccer, and that we recognize that they needed a different challenge. They needed to be challenged and improve themselves to maybe like take it on to the higher level. So that's what we did. So 3 out of 25 only played League One before. So it's normal. It's never like a one season project. We have to continue with this.
All right. Now, because of course in your name it's a giveaway with your arrangement with Toronto FC. How do they help you, or what are they doing with scouting and training camps and courses and sponsorship and tryouts?
Yeah, we have. We're one of the official partners of TFC. So we have a lot of players from our academy and even like the senior program that go there on trials. We have a tight partnership. They offer a lot of coaching education. They offer a lot of internal tournaments for the younger ones. Among like all the TFC partners within Ontario. So it's been good. I think we've sent about 2-3 players already to sign on a full time basis with TFC, and then we're looking to do it.
Now they're looking mostly
anything. We've had a 10-year-old, we've had a 12-year-old, we've had 18-year-olds trying out for them. So it's just across all the age groups, really.
Okay. And let's see, just to finish, this is, I try and ask every team this, and it was so much easier earlier in the year when everyone was so optimistic about things. But how important is it for your club, the directors, the fans, the players, recruiting new players to survive this 12-10 division split that they're going to do by 2024?
Yeah.
And you want to be in the top 12, of course.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not going to lie. That's our goal. We want to be in 2024. We want to be in the first division when they split up the League One. But we're not too worried about that, to be honest. In 2022, 50% of the points, count towards 2024, and next year is 100% of the points. So
yes,
obviously we're going to look,
yes,
to try and bring in maybe a little bit more experience to help the younger ones that we have, which is like, you know, 60 or 70% of the team. And then hopefully, you know, gather the points that will allow us to, in 2024, to be in the top 12 to join the first division of League One.
Double the points next year. So
yeah,
great.
Double the points, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to me. Let me just do that.